I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and this is Spoleto Today. Our guest is Ellen Dressler-Morrill, founding director of Piccolo Spoleto, former director of the Office of Cultural Affairs for the City of Charleston, and artistic director of the Spotlight Concert Series. The series runs as part of Piccolo Spoleto. Ellen, tell us what's coming up on the Spotlight Concert Series.
One thing that is for sure every year is we have a program at Mipkin Abbey, and that's on Memorial Day. And this year, we are combining the forces of the Taylor Festival Choir, directed by Rob Taylor, who's head of the choral program here at the college and a fantastic musician, and the ensemble of St. Clair at Mipkin Abbey, which is a chamber music ensemble, which I helped to start and I direct. So we are putting those two groups together, and we are performing the Foray Requiem, vocalese of Rachmaninoff, and a couple of other pieces, and we are starting the whole program with the Ave Maria of Bakuno, arranged by Richard Morrill for two solo cellos, harp, and organ.
Tell me where Mipkin Abbey is.
Mipkin Abbey is in Monk's Corner, and that is about a 45 to 50 minute drive from here. The abbey itself is situated on a bluff overlooking the Cooper River, and anyone that goes there will find that they are very ecumenical in their soul, no matter what their religious or spiritual calling, because you are so much in a serene and beautiful environment. It's very, very elevating to the human spirit. And so to go and hear beautiful, beautiful music like that in their wonderful church with a perfect acoustic is kind of like dying and going to heaven, but you don't have to die to do it.
Tell me about some of the other great venues.
One of the beautiful ones is the City Gallery at Waterfront Park. And I would say more than half of these concerts are taking place there. There are a couple of groups that are coming from out of town that are choral groups, and they requested, one of them requested the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, and the other requested St. Philip's Episcopal Church. And the nature of their presentation perfectly fits those church sanctuaries. But we have a number of groups, including Chamber Music Charleston, and Natalia Koma and Volodymyr Vinitsky, who will be doing a cello and piano duo concert also at the City Gallery at Waterfront Park, and some others. But, you know, there's nothing like being in the middle of that beautiful gallery with that stunning view of the Charleston Harbor and hearing this music. It's just not to be equaled. And, of course, all these performers are tremendous. Natalia Koma is a cellist of the first order, and Volodymyr Vinitsky is a man of just such energy and vitality as a player, and the two of them together are magnificent.
You're listening to Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and our guest has been Ellen Dressler-Morrill. For more information about the Spotlight Concert Series and the Memorial Day Concert, visit spoleto.etvradio.org.